road. Rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks. I am Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Michael Rubin. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty okay.
Okay.
And of course, we're still getting used to the new studio.
Yeah, and it's a lot of changes here on our end as well, because so, new phones, new stuff, new and everything. So.
Yeah, so.
Tell us about our program for today.
Well, today we have Melina Siren on, and she is a lifestyle coach, and she helps train your mindset so that you have more come to you, more of what you're seeking, more plenty, more abundance, that sort of thing come to you.
Okay.
And she helps you overcome obstacles that keeps you, that keeps the abundance from actually reaching you. So, yeah.
Okay. So, Sarah, Melina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Yeah. We're doing much better now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like I said, it's new phones, new everything, new equipment, everything. So it's the new
broadcast. Yeah, so we appreciate your patience while we were getting things set up. So.
That's okay.
Yeah. This is actually our second show in this studio.
It is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, congratulations for being number two in a new studio, Melina.
Oh, thank you so
much. Actually, you're our first guest in this studio also.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice.
So, go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Sure. Yeah, hello, everybody. My name is Melina, and I'm a coach and speaker, also best-selling author. And what I do, I work with clients, especially business owners that want to achieve higher success, either in their business or personal life. The way I do this is with neuro-linguistic programming, with tapping or emotional freedom technique. There's law of attraction, and there's many, many other tools that don't go into any of these categories. And you know what? It's amazing when I see transformation. I mean, I've got some amazing, amazing clients and testimonies. Just recently, I received one from a business owner that increased his income for 664% after 4 sessions with me. I think that's huge. But you know what? It's not all about money. It's about personal happiness. It's about inner fulfillment. It's about spirituality. It's connection with the universe, and that's where the real wealth actually is. And, so I love doing this. I also have my seminars, my workshops. I just had a full-day workshop on Tuesday. Great, great thing. Lots of transformations there. So, yeah, this is what I do, and I just love doing this, love seeing people shine.
Yeah. I've actually been to, I think it's two of your sessions, and it's amazing the results you get. And the thing of it is you help so many different people, and anyone can truly benefit from what it is that you're saying, because you help people join in with the universe, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, because you help people adjust their mindset to the situation so that they become more adaptable to what the universe is actually bringing to them and understanding what the universe is bringing to them. So,
yeah, you know, absolutely, Michael, it's about returning back to who you are. Really, that's all the secret there is returning back to yourself, because everything's already inside of you. What happened, though, during lifetime is when we are born, right, as little babies, we have everything inside of us, and then we pack on a bunch of limiting beliefs, and then anger, resentment, all kinds of negative emotions. And when we pack that on ourselves, we can't see anymore who we really are and all our potential. And then the more of this stuff gets resolved, the more of negative emotions healed, limiting beliefs let go. And so when this stuff is removed, you start shining from the inside. You start finding your connection to other people, to the universe, basically to all the creation. And that's where the beautiful things start happening, actually, because you just naturally pull into your existence what you desire, like great relationships, abundance, health, wealth. Like, truly, everything comes to you because it's just this fine-tunement to who you are and to what the world is. And it's really a beautiful process, really beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I know for myself, going to a few of your sessions and everything, that I was able to see how I was stopping myself from achieving things that I actually wanted. You helped me by showing me that no, you can move around that sort of thing and you can overcome the obstacles. And it's kind of difficult to describe the whole process that you put people through, but just on the radio. But maybe you can go through like a couple of the steps.
Yes, of course. Well, are you talking about one-on-one sessions, like personal, how do I guide one person, or are you talking more about the seminars? Which one would you like to hear more about?
Why don't we start with the seminars, and we can go back to the one-on-one later on.
Sure. Yeah, you know what? My first point of introduction to my potential clients or to people that just want to learn more about themselves is in two and a half hour, basically, introduction event, where some of them are the first time exposed to this knowledge. Some of them have done stuff before, but it's a great, they always get some new insights, right? It's really the basics of how our unconscious mind works, because until we understand that, it's really hard to change anything if we don't know the dynamics, what's going on inside of us, right? Mm-hmm. So they get exposed there to how our unconscious mind works and how it controls your life. Because we are really not living our lives consciously. We are living it on an unconscious basis. So when they understand that, then we can start working with eliminating beliefs, changing the strategies that we use in life, changing the language, changing beliefs, changing emotions, right? And from there, when they understand these basic principles, they can move then into the full day event where we work really, really thoroughly through our limiting beliefs. You've seen that process. I think you had a big breakthrough exactly at that process with limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And I included now also working with fear at this particular event. So we also learn how to handle fear, how we let it go so we can move it forward in life. So this is the full day event. And then later on, I'm actually going to put another event up. It will be about ancient principles, which are really, really old and are controlling our life. We are just not aware of them. And it's very good to know how they work so we can then use them into our advantage. So this is coming up very soon as well. So these are the courses that I'm doing, yes.
Yeah, because I know you do have an event coming up pretty soon, in just a few days, right?
Yes, it's on Wednesday. Yeah, that's less than a week now. It's on Wednesday, July 22nd. It's a two-hour evening event. That's the introductory event where they can come and learn about the unconscious mind and get the first tools, how to start changing what doesn't work for them. So that's happening next Wednesday. Yeah. And then I'm August, I'm not going to hold one. September 14th then will be the next one.
Yeah. Because, well, one thing I do remember is part of your story and why you do what you do is because you actually use the same steps that actually changed your life, right?
Yes, exactly the same steps. And, like, literally, I don't teach anything that I didn't try on myself first. So everything, I've been the guinea pig, right? So I tried it on myself first, And when I saw this huge transformation, then I started working with people to achieve the same or even bigger and better results than what I've got, right?
Yeah. So why don't you tell people where you were and when you first started learning the steps that you use on people now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's a story of strength, really, and power, basically, even though it started very horrific way. Because 6 years ago, me and my two children that I had from my first marriage were literally, you know, we lost our home overnight. I was married at the time, and my husband just overnight basically handed me divorce papers, and he canceled my credit cards, debit cards. Like, I had no access to money. Then he threw us out of the house. So basically, we lived under really, really horrible circumstances for the next few months, constant threats from him. It was really, really difficult situation that we went through. And I don't even want to go into the details because I don't want to take too much space. The story is available in my book. But you know what happened is at that point, because I had my first marriage was abusive. I was 11 years in an abusive relationship. Now the second marriage ended this way. And I really started thinking, what's going on in my life? These circumstances are showing me something. Mm-hmm. There's something going on in me that I haven't healed. And that's where I really started looking for how can I change myself in order to prevent from this type of relationships ever happening again. And that's where I really dove into my personal transformation. Even though I was working before, I mean, I was in personal development since I'm like 12. I was like 12 years old. I was always interested in this. I worked with other people. And yet something in me wasn't healed. So that's when I really, really dove into this and then started doing my coaching as well. I studied NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, EFT, and all sorts of stuff. And that's where my healing journey began. And basically, I changed my life so much from that woman that was told repeatedly that I will never achieve anything, I will never succeed in life, I'm nobody, nobody's going to listen to me. I heard all this stuff. I was repeatedly put down for years and years in two marriages. And I really thought I'm nobody. Really, that was my identity at the time. From that point, coming to where I'm today, when you know, I'm publishing my books, I'm doing my courses, I'm changing other people's lives, I'm running my events, it's like, wow, what has happened? And that's when you realize that everything you were told by other people is a lie. Everything is a lie. When people are putting you down, when people are telling you you can't do something, when people are telling you you're nobody, it's a lie. Pure lie. You can do whatever you want. As long as you set your mind on and you keep working at it, you can achieve whatever you want. You can become a millionaire. You can have the most beautiful relationships. You can have wonderful family. You can have beautiful home. You can live your life on purpose. Everything's possible as long as you believe. When you stop believing in other people's lives that they have told you about you, everything becomes possible. And that's the message that I have for my clients today. Basically, my tagline is, you have a voice. And that's what I want to bring to people. That's my mission for them, to let everybody know they have a voice.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, I think that's actually one of the reasons why we actually found each other, because you believe that everyone has a voice, and I believe that everyone has a message that the world needs to hear.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone
yeah.
has a message. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and your message is quite clear in that everyone does have a voice and is worth something, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and when people get aware of that, everything becomes easier. Like, that's when literally stuff opens up for you. When you start living your mission, when you recognize the voice that you have, the message that you're bringing to others, that's when, like, it's like universe aligns everything in order for you to live your mission, to achieve your goals. And that's the beauty of life.
That is very true. That is the beauty of life. And you show people how beautiful the universe can truly be.
Yeah.
So, So you said teaching people to stop listening to the lies that other people are telling them when they're saying that they're nobody. How does that process really work?
Well, you see, here's the thing. Everybody that I start working with has some limiting beliefs, has these stories that they were told in the process of growing up and even up all the way up until now. And that shows as lack of confidence or maybe repeated challenges, like they can't succeed in their business or they have broken relationships or they believe they're not worthy of success. All kinds of stuff comes up because of those lies. And so really what I'm doing with them is just removing these things for them, clearing the path, literally, right? It's about removing these beliefs. And one of the most powerful techniques that I believe it's more powerful than hypnosis is the timeline work. That's a neurolinguistic programming stuff. Mm-hmm. Where you go back and you remove the emotion that's causing problems. Like maybe somebody would say, well, I'm not worthy. And then we go back to that event where they started feeling like they're not worthy. We remove that. We replace it with, let's say, you are worthy. So I am worthy. And when that happens, like, I mean, transformation that I see in my clients are unbelievable. Because, I mean, I had a person last week. I spoke to him the first time. And he said, all my life I feel like money's running away from him, that I'm not deserving of having money. And we did this process for him, and we changed that feeling that of his deservingness of money. And after we were done, he had a huge smile on his face, and he said, wow. He said, you've just done something with me that I was trying for years, and I wasn't successful. He said, now I see that I'm allowing money to come my way. I'm allowing it. Money's coming my way. He said, I was trying this for years and I couldn't do it. And now I can see that. And he was so happy. He has actually had physical reaction. He said, I feel like I have butterflies in me. And when I see that there's a physical reaction on the process, then I know this worked for sure, right? Because even body reacts to this new belief, to this new emotion. And I just spoke to him on Tuesday. And he said, this feeling is still here. I know it's going to be okay. I'm going to be fine. It's so deep. It's so deep. And really what comes through this, the end result really, the more stuff we remove, the more negative beliefs, the more negative emotions we remove, what happens is people start feeling really connected to the universe, to themselves. And suddenly this feeling of joy and that unconditional love flows through them, not just on occasions, but kind of all the time. And that's when they really start being successful and happy, and everything changes in life.
Wow. So what is probably one of your biggest successes?
I would say myself. I mean, I know that I've got lots of client stories, and you know, for anybody that wants to see them, they can go to my website and check the testimonies. There's lots of client stories, but sometimes I feel like I have to speak for me as well, just because, I mean, I couldn't do this work if I didn't succeed in this, and for me, really the biggest success now when I see it after all these years working on myself. Because I work with my coach as well. I want you to know that if you're a coach, you have to have a coach. There is no good coach out there without having a coach. They have to do their personal stuff. They have to deal with that. Otherwise, you can't work with clients. So I'm doing that for years. I'm having my own coaches. Mm-hmm. And really what's the biggest success is this knowing that I can do anything. Really this certainty. It's a complete certainty. I'm doing the stuff. It's going to work. It's going to happen. There's no other way because I'm working at it. So there is no doubt. Doubt is completely removed. And when that happens, really everything becomes possible. And you know what? I mean, that's one of the success stories really that I can share. And that's why I can work with people and I can do the same stuff for them. But really, I've got clients that attracted bigger contracts than ever before in life, right? Bigger clients. Then I've got people that saved their marriages. I've got people that are attracting all kinds of rewards. Like, you know, one of my clients got a trip to Cook Islands for free for her and for her husband. And, you know, it all started happening after she was doing Ho'oponopono, one of the techniques that I teach. And it's so funny. I mean, all this stuff are happening. I'm so happy seeing all this stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, your techniques work on all levels of life.
Mm-hmm.
We know that doubt is like one of the biggest killers of things. What do you say to the person that says that if I didn't have my doubt, I probably wouldn't be the person I am?
Yeah, let go. That's the only recipe. And it's interesting because I have one interesting story about doubt, and I think it can be very helpful to your listeners, because if they follow the same thing, they will remove the doubt. Because it happened last year, and it was so interesting. I was, each time I would meditate, the word believe would come up, right? If I would meet some people, I would hear the word believe. They would often say, you have to believe. And I was actually, at that time, I was at the point where I was thinking, will I ever, you know, be able to do what I want to do and stuff like that? So there was doubt going on inside of me. And I'm getting all these messages. Then I go to a three-day event, a business mastery with Colin Sprague, and the first day we get a little card, everybody gets a little card, and I open it, and there was the word believe, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I meet a person there, and that guy said to me, all you need to do in life is believe. And I got this word so many times that I started paying attention, because it was like constantly coming to me, and I said, this is not a coincidence, because nothing in life is a coincidence. I have to believe that what I'm doing, I'm on the right track, everything's going to work out well. And I simply started believe. And if the doubt would arise, I said, no, I choose to believe. Everything's going to work out well. I choose to believe I'm doing the right thing. And it was actually to this point that I really started believing. And then when I had one of my events, I think the first one this year, the full day event, and I'm talking to people about removing doubt, it hit me right there in the middle of the workshop. I said, oh, my God, my doubt is completely removed. I didn't even notice, but I don't have it. It's gone. And why? Because I chose to believe. I consciously chose. Each time the doubt would come up, I consciously just chose to believe. And that's it. That's all I was doing.
Wow. It's, yeah. I do remember because I've gone through Colin's business mastery a few times myself, and the last time I went through it, it was kind of interesting. I'm using this because it's amazing how the universe talks to us, right? I kept coming up with dream. As it kept, everything was telling me to dream, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when I was at Colin's thing, it was like it said to follow my biggest dreams. So, with doing that is like some pretty amazing successes. So it's amazing how the universe just tells us, is actually keeps whispering in our ear, go ahead. It's like, don't worry. Yeah. It's like the universe is here to guide us through. And by eliminating those doubts, we can actually follow, right? Follow what we're supposed to, what the universe is telling us to do, right?
Absolutely. So. We do. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's really listening to the message, just like you did. You got the message to keep dreaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is huge, because if you don't have dreams, how are we going to succeed? It all starts with a dream.
Right.
Right. So, but absolutely, you are right on with this one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you tell the listeners here how you start to help them eliminate the doubts and move forward with what their real purpose and possibilities are?
Well, I would say the first thing, and this is what I give actually my clients at the very first session, everybody gets this one, is to start observing your thought process. We have 60,000 thoughts going through our mind every day on unconscious level. So these are the thoughts we are not aware of. They run in our unconscious mind. And our unconscious mind actually, let every decision you make in life is only 5% based on your conscious decision. Let's say if you say, oh, I'm hungry, I want to eat something, that's 5% of what you're going to eat is based on your conscious level. 95% is on unconscious level. That's why people still eat McDonald's after all this, you know, or drink Coke and stuff like that. We all know it's not good for you. People are still drinking it because we're so bombarded with commercials and everything, and it sets into our unconscious mind, and then people have cravings for this stuff that's not good for them. Or any other decision, who are you going to marry, or what kind of job are you going to have, it all depends on what's in your unconscious mind. And guess what? So unconscious mind runs these thoughts 24/7. It never sleeps. 60,000 thoughts every day, and 80% of them are negative. 80%, that's so huge. I mean, sometimes I'm surprised we are even, you know, able to make any sound and healthy decision with this ratio, 80%. But that's why a majority of people is where they are. Like, you know, they are in, you know, they don't have financial freedom. They don't have great relationships. Because of this percent, 80% of, you know, negative thoughts in their mind. So how we can start turning this around is by this simple exercise. This is something that started changing my life in the beginning. That's why I recommend it to my clients and everybody else, and I do this in my course as well, and you've been part of it as well. So you will probably remember as I explain how this goes. So all you need to do is basically sit down for 10 minutes every day. So that's all your commitment, 10 minutes every day. Sit down, close your eyes, and observe your thoughts. Now, observing your thoughts doesn't mean you start thinking them. That's thinking them. Observing is really just observing them, just like if you would watch clouds in the sky. They would just pass by because that's how thoughts in unconscious mind work. And let's say the first thought would be, it's a beautiful day. Let it just slide by. Do not start thinking about it. If you start thinking about it, you're going to say, oh, yeah, it's so beautiful. I need to go for a walk. It's sunny. That you're thinking it, and you're hanging on to it. I don't want you to do that. Allow it to pass by. So it's a beautiful day, and it passes by. And maybe the next thought will be, I've got lots of work to do. Let it pass by. And then maybe the next thought will be, I'm such a failure. That's a negative thought. When a negative thought comes up, I want you to stop and say cancel or delete or imagine there's a fire and you're throwing it in so it disappears. In any way, you have to get rid of this. So cancel, delete, or imagine a fire and throw it in. But now you created an empty space in your mind. And what mind does is when you put something negative out and you create a space, if you don't quickly fill it with something else, it will bring the old thought back in because it's familiar. So now when you created an empty space, you have to immediately choose a positive thought and put it back in there. So if you threw away, I'm a failure, now put in a new thought that's going to be, I'm successful. So the opposite of the other one. And then keep observing the thought process, right? And maybe it's going to be, oh, I love that person, or today I have to go to the store. And then maybe another thought will come up that will be, I can't cook. That's a negative thought. Again, cancel, delete, remove it, and replace it with, I love cooking, right?
Right.
So, and this is how the process goes. It's like weed in the garden. And the more time you do this, the more you will change the percentage of the negative thoughts of your unconscious mind. It will start that 80% of negative thoughts will become smaller and smaller and smaller.
But what if I'm just sorry to interrupt, but what if you really can't cook and you don't know how to cook? That's the thing.
Well, can't you learn? Is there anything in this planet that we can't learn? We can.
Yeah.
Right?
They can learn, they can teach you of doing those things. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you say instead of I can't cook, so I don't like cooking, you can say I love cooking. And when you install in yourself I love cooking, you're going to pick up that cookbook or you're going to go to a cooking class.
Right.
You're just going to finally find this newfound joy for, you know, hey, I really want to make something delicious today.
Yeah. I remember the process from the workshop, and it was hard. it's like the first part was hard for not trailing off on the very first thought to pop through my head.
Yeah.
but when you, because I remember folks, Melina is really good at one thing though. When she follows up with you and making sure that you're following the process, she's really good about that. I remember you following up with me and it's like, you know, try it again. It's like, just keep trying until you actually got it. And that's what I did, followed your advice to keep trying. But it was just funny. The first few times, like, I just kept trailing off or I got stuck or something just didn't happen. So
yeah, and here's the thing, Michael, right? Some people have great results immediately. Like, I was one of those people. For me, this was so easy on the beginning, right? I mean, it was so easy. I just, you know, followed this and it worked great. Some people need a little bit of practice because they're not used to this.
Yes.
They need to learn first to sit quietly to do this. That's one thing. Then some people say, I have no thoughts coming up, because they're not allowing the thoughts to come up. So they need to learn how to allow the thoughts, that they hear the thoughts at all, right?
Right.
So sometimes it just takes practice. So what? So you'll practice a day, two, maybe a week, maybe 10 days, but eventually it will work. And if you're persistent, it will work. It's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's all it takes in life. It's all about persistence, determination and persistence. If you want to change your life, you're going to keep doing it until it works.
Yes, that is very true. And I think that's the difference between a lot of people who just don't give up the doubt or the negative thoughts is because they just choose to give up.
Absolutely. And why people choose to give up? It's because of limiting beliefs, right? So, and sometimes all they need to do is make the first step and say, you know what, I had enough of giving up in my life. I have enough of how many times I tried something, it didn't work. I'm now going to do something so different, something so radical, because I want to change my life. And that's the point where people either hire a coach or they start attending courses. They get really serious about changing their lives.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. It is changing your life. It's serious stuff. You know.
It is, and you know, I heard Tony Robbins, and that gave me such a great insight, because he said one day, people will not change until the pain gets too big. So if somebody is struggling financially or in relationships, it doesn't matter what their pain is. If it's not big enough for them yet, they're not going to change. Only when this pain threshold gets so high, I mean, they reach that threshold, that's when they will say, I had enough. Yeah. I want to change.
I think in one of your workshops, you called it the crisis moment, was it?
Yeah, I do speak about crisis. Here are two things. We can control, because change is inevitable, right? That's what I said. The change is inevitable. Mm-hmm. And either we can control the change or we go into the crisis. What means to control the change is, let's say, if you see that your business is not going in the right direction, and if you continue this way, you're probably going to have to give up on it, find a job, and so on. So at that moment, you can say, okay, I'm going to control this. I'm going to find a business coach, or I'm going to get a financial advisor or anything that you need in your business. And you're going to start doing something about it, right? So that means you are controlling the change. You're not allowing things just to slide on their own. Or in relationship as well. If you see that relationship is not working as it should, you will probably say, okay, let's talk, let's change what needs to be changed, and let's maybe see a counselor or do some coaching. And so, again, you control the change. Or if you see that you're giving up all the time, again, you can control the change by saying, I have to change myself. How can I do that? That's controlling the change. But if you don't, if you just allow things to go into their own way, so you're not controlling anything at that moment, you go into a crisis. And crisis means when you go, you know, you go bankrupt, relationships end, you end up on the street. I mean, all these tough things to hear, but that happens, and it happened for me as well, right? Why did the second marriage end up as such a big, you know, I ended up in a crisis. I didn't control the change. You know, I could do something about it before when I saw the things are not as well as they should. Maybe, you know, get a job or whatever, but I didn't. I didn't control the change either. I went into a crisis. And we all do at some point of our lives when we don't recognize that maybe we should start working at it. That's when we go into crisis. And when crises happen, some people manage to turn their lives around, change the stuff, and really rise up like phoenix. Like for me, I feel like I'm a phoenix, right? Because I rise up from anything that happens, and I make it then even better. And some people just don't, right? And then that's when we see people that, you know, constantly complain, blame others, blame life. They don't take responsibility for their lives. These are the people that stay in crisis, unfortunately.
Hmm. Yeah. You used two words that blame and responsibility, and I wonder how many people actually understand what those words actually mean.
Yeah, well, it's actually very simple, right? Maybe I can use myself as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say when my second husband did what he did and he was threatening us, like we were left without all the money that I brought with me from, you know, I sold my apartment, you know, I came to Canada and stuff like that. Everything was gone and the rest of the money was transferred to who knows which account. I don't know. I could say, you know what, I was robbed and now I lost my home. I gave up on my career. I could go all into this blame game and say my life's over. That would be blaming. And if I would do that, I would never be where I am today because the blame would consume me, right? Mm-hmm. It's all of somebody else's fault. And when we blame, we put responsibility in somebody else's hands. We give up on our life when we are blaming, right? It's someone else's fault. They did this to me, and now my life sucks. That's what blaming is about.
Yeah.
It's putting responsibility in somebody else's hands. And it's not helping us because we can't move forward. Now, taking responsibility is another thing, is when, you know, bad things happen in life. I mean, that's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment you say, okay, so this is what happened. So how can I do it better next time? Or how can I move forward from this place? What can I do about my life? How can I change things that don't work? This is taking responsibility. When you do not blame and accuse others, I mean, I'm not justifying people that are doing bad things to others. You know, there's no justification in that. But if you want to move forward, you have to forget about blaming and complaining and just say, okay, what can I do about my situation? How can I make things better? How can I change what needs to be changed? That's responsibility.
Yeah.
We're talking to who?
Melina Saron.
Melina Saron on the Community Living Show. I just wanted to maybe add in as well. This is Kelly here. Normally, if you're like watching the news or anything that is on the papers or any other type of media, you kind of feel really sad and you feel more disappointed. What's happening around the universe we call Earth, and all of a sudden you just feel more sad and you think, oh, this isn't the way that this is supposed to be and everything like that, and you feel all negative inside of you, for that matter. what I tend to try and do is, you know, these are all disappointing stuff. Let it go. Just figure out what you want to do in your life.
Yes. Well, here's the good recipe how you can eliminate that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop watching news and reading newspapers. I've done that years ago. I have mm-hmm. no issues with that at all. I know for all major events because I hear it from friends or they're on Facebook, but I do not read news anymore. And here's the reason why. Media tends to focus on negative things. That's one thing. But the other thing mm-hmm. is there's lots of programming going on through the media, through the TV, news, newspapers. Now we know that about 80% of the news that we hear are not true. They are made up. And the reason why is because they do want to keep us in a space where we feel powerless and doomed. And you don't want that. You want to live in your power. You want to live your mission. You want to be strong. You want to bring happiness to this world. And you don't want to be dragged down by those news. I'm going to tell you, if I was watching the news, I would never achieve success as I have today because it would drag me down. And look, and then you don't watch the news. That doesn't mean you're ignorant, right? It just means you're
not. No, it doesn't.
It just means you're not stuffing yourself with negative things. That's all. Mm-hmm. And then you can really create the universe for yourself where you can be happy, where you can bring happiness to others, when you can lift people up. Because here's the big thing. If anybody has ever listened to Greg Braden, maybe you're familiar with this. If you haven't, I would highly advise you to do so. But the universe or the reality changes because of the observer. So how you see things, that changes the world around you. And if you're observing bad news, if you're observing your body constantly thinking about what's wrong with me, you will find something being wrong with you. You will find something being wrong with the universe or with the world around you, with politics, with people. Mm-hmm. But if you tend to focus on, wow, my body is beautiful, my body is healthy, people are kind, people are friendly, that's what you will bring into your existence, into your world, into your life. And that's what changes everything for you.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is very true. I know in my house, I eliminated TV altogether.
mm-hmm.
We watch nothing but DVDs. If it's something that's going to appear on the screen, it's a DVD or something like that.
Yeah. And it's pretty much the same with movies myself because I know my mother loves movies and she likes to do, I don't know, I mean, the last movie we saw was San Andreas. It's a kind of a disaster movie. And I'm like, you know, I mean, earthquakes do happen, but mm-hmm. I mean, look, you kind of look a difference between fantasy and reality, that kind of thing. But I kind of think about, you know, the real things in my life. And I don't think mostly about fantasies. I don't think about, you know, domestic violence on movies and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
I kind of avoid those kind of things and horror movies, those kind of things. And it's like you see a promotion on a commercial adding, I don't know, some sort of a special TV show or something, a kind of commercial break where you see a movie trailer that is coming out and you think to yourself, do I really want to watch this movie or not? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, you have to be selective with what you put in your mind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of thing. And it's, you know, when you see it on television, seeing this promoting trailer movie, I don't know, it's action movie, blood, gore, violence, that kind of stuff, it shuts me off big time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, fill your mind with positive things. Like, there are a bunch of good movies out there, really good stuff, and mm-hmm. great books, like Wayne Dyer, Tony Robbins, Louise Hay, Greg Braden, I mean, Robin Sharma. There's so many great stuff out there. If people would read these books and watch the shows that are positive, life would change because you're programming your mind with everything that you do, with everything that you read programs your mind.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's your responsibility. It's your decision to say, how do I want to program myself?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do I choose? And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I totally agree with that one. It's...
We're just about a few more minutes left to go.
Like
so,
programming. Well, Melina, you know, since we do need to wrap up pretty soon here, why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can always find me through my website. It's called hgresults.com. I also have a Facebook page, Milena Serene. So that's one thing. But these two are the easiest, either through my page, the Facebook page, or through my website.
Okay. And what's the best way for people to find your book?
It's going to be on my website as well. Right now, my website is in reconstruction, so it's going to be a totally new website. I'm hoping that the launch will happen on Monday.
Okay.
And all my books were there. I'm also creating a new book that will be available there as well. It's called Hidden Principles of Wealth. So that one's going to be available as well there. And there's, you know, it's great knowledge in there. It's a small book because I wanted to make it short and clear. These are the principles you follow. There's 15 principles. Follow these and you will change your life. That's how I did it. That's how other people have done it. But it's short because I don't want to overwhelm people with 50 pages or 100 pages, and there's a bunch of stuff they don't need. It's short. It's to the point. This is what you do, period. So that one will be available there as well. So that's the second book. But, yeah, it's all on my website, hgresults.com.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us so early this morning, and... we'll let you get off to seeing because you mentioned when we were trying to get you on air, you mentioned something about your son in baseball. So
yes,
you said he's going to win his game today, right?
Well, we're going to Kelowna today this afternoon for the tournament all the way up until Sunday. They're really good this year, so we are hoping for lots of wins at this tournament. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll send you with lots of luck and lots of skill for your son.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. You both are awesome, and keep doing the great work that you're doing and great messages that you're spreading. Thank you.
Thank you, Melina. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Melina.
Melina Serin.
Serin.
Yeah, her last name is spelled C-E-R-I-N. And we'll put her information up on our Facebook page too.
Yeah, and we'll have it also on our blog as well, on our podcast as well, on our blogs.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
So speaking of, I guess we should talk about some of the future stuff we've been discussing, bringing a couple cameras in and actually doing like a video cast.
We're hoping to do a YouTube type broadcast if it's possible. Yeah, that'd be great. And
yeah, well, maybe the first what we'll do is we'll just set up a YouTube account and we'll just put some videos of the show up.
We do have an account for YouTube because YouTube's part of Gmail and stuff like that. So so we will post them on our email account, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's our Gmail account, which, of course, the Gmail is connected to YouTube. So,
yeah.
So they're all connected.
So it's just a matter of actually bringing the cameras in and doing it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. So.
Any other important news?
No, I'm actually the reason why I brought Melina on is because, like she said, Wednesday she's having her event. We'll post the information for her event also on our Facebook page. I think that everybody should at least go see the first event. Mm-hmm. It's pretty informative. you know, she gives away a lot of great information with the first one. And then the second one, she just keeps building on it. Mm-hmm. And then if you have the opportunity to work with her one-on-one, is like, that's when you really start to see things, the structure really build and what she's trying to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yes. So.
Silence.
Yeah, real silence. Uh-oh. Oh. We just got a text message back from her thanking us so much for...
Yes.
So...
Thank you very much.
She said she had an amazing experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yes, and of course we will be repodcasting it on our NCRA program exchange. If you get a chance to get our program exchange, just go to the website, ncra.ca, and there's a little thing on the side where you scroll down, it says program exchange, and you click on that, and I don't know if anybody's members for the program exchange, but if you're trying to, if you're on other radio stations along the NCRA radio networks, we do post them online. Please hang up and try your call again. If you need assistance, dial the operator. Is that your phone?
Yeah, that is my phone. You know, you have an iPhone, right?
Yes. It's like,
and iPhones have Siri.
Yeah.
And there's one setting in Siri now that I did an upgrade in, and I can just be in conversation. All of a sudden, Siri starts talking to me.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's one of those. It's like, oh, well, here's the results for this search. It's like,
exactly.
You didn't even know you were searching for anything.
The thing is, a lot of times when you're doing on Siri, it's like, you're trying to greet, or you're trying to play fun with Siri, and all of a sudden Siri is just like, "Here's the information, what you need."
So Siri now on my phone has taken her own personality.
Exactly.
So I was like, "Oh, wait."
Maybe give something credit to Apple down here in California. I know that they do a lot of information and stuff there.
Yeah. So is there anything special happening around Vancouver that people should know about?
Well, we had Catalano. We had most of the stuff that's already been
finished. I know in the West 4th.
The fireworks are coming out.
Yeah.
Festival of Lights,
yeah.
Close to the end of July and August.
Yeah.
But that's a couple of weeks away, so...
Yeah.
So there you go. There's what's coming up. But I think I thought there was one festivity in Squamish. Squamish Music Festival or Pemberton Music Festival? One or the other.
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting thing on the front cover of the province. I didn't actually read the article because I just thought it was a little out there.
There was something.
How not to die at a music festival?
Yeah, from a forest fire.
yeah. I thought the headline on the front of the province was out there. So it was one of those. Okay, I see this, and you know what? I don't think I want to read that. I think I want to know.
We were just mentioned about it by Melina. Saying, you know, don't try and think all the fantasies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
For that
matter. So it's like, so I consciously chose not to to read that particular article because of that. So
yeah.
I left today's paper alone.
Yeah. Well, what was this? This is on Wednesday, July 15th. Off the headlines on TransLink, off the rails. TransLink parts ways to two senior executive following plebiscite defeat. Inside, on page 6, they give you the details about two top executives. One is Doug Kiesley, the president and CEO of Rapid Transit. And the other person is Bob Patton, who is the executive vice president of the stakeholder relationships. Both I kind of knew those two people all along back in the, well, I would say back close to the start of the millennium when they were talking about adding some new SkyTrains for the Millennium Line and the deal with the Canada Line for that matter. I was on those public meetings at that time every month, month after month after month, when they had those mayor and council meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug Kiesley at the time was the kind of like the vice president of BC Rapid Transit Company at the time. And Bob Patton was the executive. I've talked to many of those people dealing with those transit issues and dealing with those kind of changements. And sadly, I'm going to miss those two people because they were they done what they did with their work and stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, so, I noticed it.
And also Ian Jarvis, who was the CEO. I know Ian Jarvis long before CEO. He used to work for kind of like the environment issues, dealing with infrastructure planning and everything. So he was the infrastructure planning and the types of ways of. I know there was a topic where buses were always on diesel on ways, and he explained more about how to change diesel services into, you know, clean energy and stuff like that.
Right.
That was the kind of thing. And I'm going to miss all three of those people. They were on it. They were on the TransLink.
They didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
I guess people move on. So
yeah.
So there you go. All right, so this has been the Community Living Show. Thank you very much to Malina Karen for taking the time on our show.
Yeah.
And do stay tuned for our tremendous shows that are happening on the flagship station CITR 101.9 FM and the NCRA Radio Networks. Again, we will see you all next week, same time, same station. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Drag. Hey Cupid, get into my sack. Don't make a scene, 'cause we're not going back. If you want